Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? All right, everybody. I'm so excited to have our guest today. His name is Paul Evans, and I met him at a conference called NAMS and found out we both have something in common. We love bacon. Isn't that right, Paul?
Absolutely. Hey, it's the king of all foods.
Yes, it is. It's meat candy. I love it. So tell us a little bit more about you and how you became a branding expert or background in that stuff.
Well, I guess it comes from being an entrepreneur for, you know, the past 25 or so years. I actually started out offline working with a company that I started called Pro Image Fitness Centers. And what we did was I actually built bodies. And so that's the way that it began and the branding began. And so branding to me is really about taking your business, the message that it's anchored in, allowing it to grow from there. And so with every business that I've started, I've been involved with about 6 offline businesses and at least 6 online businesses. It comes down to getting that critical message out to the public. And so as far as being a quote branding expert, that's not necessarily a label that I always put on myself, but I think it's an extension that's developed over time simply because I've had to put so much time, energy, and effort into my own businesses. And then I've helped, I guess, hundreds of people open their own businesses. And in the process of doing that, it always came back to the brand, how you're going to stand out from the crowd, how will you differentiate, and how will you be different and yet memorable to your market.
From an online standpoint, because this podcast is really about internet marketing, is there any difference between a personal brand and a business brand? Do you meld those together? They go in different directions. How does that work?
Well, it really comes down to whatever the end goal is. If you are going to sell your business, if you've got an exit strategy, often a business brand is a little bit easier to develop. A personal brand tends to rely on you. And it's hard to separate yourself from that brand if you decide to sell. However, there are a lot of us who are coaches, who are teachers, who are reporters in our online businesses, and the business is us, and that's fine. It depends on who you talk to. Some people are going to say you need to brand your business so that you can sell it in the future, and others will say you need to brand yourself because you are the business. I tend to be the type of individual that brands myself a lot more than branding the business itself because it is my, I guess, talent and effort and focus that brings about the result in the lives of my clients. And so it's always going to be connected with me somewhat. So you have to decide if it's going to be personal based on you, if it's going to be business based on the business, and it's able to be passed on to someone else.
So why is branding yourself or your business so important? What does this do to help you stand out from the crowd?
For me, it's really 3 elements. Number one is separation. You just mentioned standing out from the crowd. And when you separate yourself from everybody else in the marketplace, the brand is one of the easiest ways to do that. I'm not saying that creating a brand is necessarily easy, but once you do that, you separate yourself from everybody else. Not only separation, but secondly, recognition. People will see your brand or they'll hear about your brand. They'll recognize that and they'll associate you or your business with it. And then third is really just one word of mission. It's a mission. It focuses you so that when you brand yourself or you brand your business, it's critical to have something that is going to become the filter for you so that you don't try to go so broad and serve everybody. Your brand allows people to come in and say, yes, that's for me, but it also allows you to filter out activities, tasks, directions that you don't even need to be going and don't even need to be involved in. And most people miss that about their brand. They think about separation, they think about recognition, but they often don't think about mission. And that's what focuses you.
In your world, in your mind, and the things that you do, what defines a good brand?
Well, I think what defines a good brand is very similar to what I teach when I'm training people about their message or training people to communicate it well. It has 3 elements. It needs to be memorable, it needs to be portable, and it needs to be shareable. So if your brand is really tight and somebody asks what it is that you do, you should be able to say it in a way that people remember. So if it is something like Achievement Accelerator, I'm not saying that's the easiest to remember right off the bat, but after a few times, my name could be associated with that, and it's memorable, it's portable, people can really take it with them. And if someone says, you know what, I'm really trying to get some great results in my life and my business, and I really want to reach some good goals, who do I need to work with? Somebody might say, well, you need to work with Paul. He's the Achievement Accelerator. Mm-hmm. So it's memorable, it's portable, and it's shareable. And I think that makes a good brand.
And the other thing I think that you kind of touched on too, it's tangible. I mean, it makes sense to the person that is the potential client, buyer, whatever it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, hopefully it does. And hopefully it is communicating a result that they can envision so that it becomes tangible in their life, that the brand itself, whether it's exhibited through a tagline or through a logo or whatever, should bring to mind the result that that particular market or that particular individual wants to achieve.
And does that brand, what I understand about brands is it covers everything. It covers not only your logo, look and feel, the design of your website, the look and feel of your emails, the text that you use, the audio, the video, all of those kind of things. Would you agree with all that stuff?
I would, but you do need to be able to differentiate between your overall brand and maybe even some sub brands that you have. Individuals who are especially coaches or teaching instructors in their area may have some sub brands as well. And so they may have some separate markets that they keep all of those elements tied in together with the logo, the feel, the color, even the terminology. So that as a person in personal development, I could easily have separate sub brands for productivity, for fitness, for relationships, for emotional health, et cetera. And each one of those avenues could have a sub-brand to it. Now, I think that can be a lot of work, but it also helps differentiate for people exactly what they're receiving, who they're receiving it from, and the value that they associate with it.
So what you're doing is you're helping people identify their pain or pleasure point and branding the messages to let them know that what is available to them is going to help solve that.
Absolutely. And they want to feel like that this relationship with the company or the relationship with you is exactly what they are looking for. They want to feel that connection. They want to feel that comfort. They want to feel that ease. Sometimes I talk about authority and advocacy and authenticity. So those three areas can really help your brand and strengthen it and bring a lot of connection between you and your market so that your authority actually comes through your brand. The way that we design our logo or design our slides for a presentation or design our website can speak to authority. The authenticity is the natural way that we communicate, that we speak the language of the market, but that we're also allowing ourselves to be seen, not always just in a positive light, but in a true light. And then if we're an advocate, if we stand in the gap for our market when nobody else will defend them, when no one else will stand up for them, or if we're the ones saying the things that they've always thought, but they're not hearing it in the marketplace, that establishes our brand as well. So you've got the tangible aspects of things that they see, things that they hear, things that they can touch and feel. And you also have those intangible aspects that are very internal to them and make them feel very connected with your brand.
Paul, that really is awesome advice. I mean, that really kind of, it takes something that's kind of ambiguous like a brand and really gives it kind of legs. I mean, that's, and I think that's what people want to hear. Paul, let me ask you a couple of questions on, you know, common mistakes. What are some of the things that you have seen people do with brands? Have they made it too narrow, too broad? You know, what kind of things have you seen as common mistakes with people trying to brand themselves or their business or their products?
I would say that I see several mistakes over and over again. I'm sure that you see these as well. Number one is they really try to be cute. They're wanting to be creative. They're wanting sometimes to create this very deep analogy or metaphor. And they're so cute that nobody gets it. I mean, mm-hmm. All of their stuff could really look good and could be attractive, But nobody understands exactly what it is. It's just too cute. I was working with a client this week that was rolling out a brand new product that, as far as the content goes, it was phenomenal. But as far as the brand of the product itself, it made no sense. No one could actually get it, right? And they said, well, it's a play on words. I said, you don't need to play on words. You need to make a bold statement about the result. So sometimes we try to get cute. Secondly, often it'll be cluttered because in our mind, we're trying to make it so broad and very inclusive of as many people as possible that we'll put in elements that will counteract other elements. So if I was to focus on productivity, and that's one of my main areas, and I talk about people controlling their time, and then at the same time, I may say how to have all the time you could ever use. So it's very broad, but if I was just to talk about control your time or become a time ogre or focus so much on your fixed time that it gives you freedom in your other areas of life, I could take those concepts and I could come up with a statement that was very clean and very tight. But if I start talking about it too broad, if I try to stretch it into other areas of time that are outside of control and try to be very inclusionary of people who are entrepreneurs, let's say, who have maybe a lot of free time, at least under their own control. And then at the same time, I try to include employees who have almost no control of their time. Then I've tried to make it too broad and it becomes cluttered. It'd be a lot better if I just focused on entrepreneurs or I just focused on employees. But if I try to include both, it's going to clutter the message. And then finally, which ties into this, is it becomes convoluted. It means that people are trying to see themselves in the brand, but they can't. So they end up becoming confused. And the confused mind never makes the decision. They always turn and walk away. So being cute, getting cluttered, are getting convoluted will really be some big mistakes for our branding.
I love that. That is awesome. So I'd like to get into a little bit more about you, and you have a system that kind of helps people define themselves and their business a little better. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I do. I have a system called Find Your Voice, because really when it comes down to brand, most people are trying to separate themselves from it, or they're coming up again with something that's cute. But if they could really find their voice, if they could find their message, what it is that they want to communicate, what it is that they want to stand for, what it is that they're going to stand on, the line that they're going to draw in the sand and dare people to join them or dare people not to, you know, that can often become a big part of our brand when we're talking about online business specifically, because the landscape is loud. We live in a super noisy time. Social media is extremely loud and it's constant. And so we've got to find a way to break through. And I've been able to help clients most successfully by helping them find their voice, to not imitate everybody else, to not look at somebody else's idea or concept and then massage a little bit and make it my own, but instead to say, you know what, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it big, I'm going to do it right, I'm going to do it bold, and I'm going to become known for X. And being able to discover that and then put it out in the marketplace effectively is really going to help people go farther faster. And I do that by helping people find their voice. And that's really the name of my system.
I love that. And, you know, I read an article the other day. They were talking about, you know, how noisy it is, just like you said. And they are predicting that within 5 years, the noise level is going to go up 600%. So now's the time to really get your arms around it, don't you think?
Well, I think so, because what people are going to be looking for is quiet and security. And the way that they're going to find that is by connecting with those that they trust the most and say, you know what, I'm going to reward these individuals with my attention. The great thing about it being so noisy right now is that there's so much fluff. There's so much noise that doesn't count and doesn't make a difference, that if you can step in and make a difference and have a voice and share your brand, you're going to stand out now. People will be committed to you in the middle of the noise and then try to I can't think of a better way to put it, but really try to get alone with you, to allow your voice, your direction, your products, your emails, everything that you produce, that is going to be the area that they go to get away from it all. So if you can establish that now, you've got a great advantage.
See, and I love that, because I mean, my moniker is relationship marketing in a social media world. And that's exactly what you're talking about, is not just having a brand out there, but creating a relationship with people that grows over time and does all the things you were talking about.
I said that's going to make a big difference, because the relationship, especially with online marketing, it makes the difference right now, because so many people have bought products or bought systems or gone through training that didn't deliver as promised. And they don't simply think about the product not delivering. They think about the person not delivering. So when we establish ourselves as dependable with that authority and that advocacy and that authenticity, then people will come to rely on us and depend on us. And there's really not a better brand that can be built than one of integrity.
Hey, Paul, this is all awesome stuff, man. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'd like my listeners to be able to contact you. What's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the easiest way to contact me is to just follow me online, or to come to my website, paulbevans.com, paulbevans.com. And that's where I basically share all that I do and train on. And then we'll see what will fit best, and we'll branch out from there.
Paul, I'm so appreciative for everything you've said today. You've taught me a lot. Hopefully my audience got a lot from it, man. Thank you so much for joining us in your insights today.
Absolutely, brother.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.